We'll discuss a little bit about the question of donuts. What is the status of donuts in terms of the question of Bishul Akam versus Pas Akam, Pas Palta? So to understand what we mean, we just have to go over a little introduction before. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, Chazal, the Yerushalmi. Basically, we know there are two different takanas in order to prevent intermarriage. One is Pas Akam, it prohibited to eat bread from a non-Jew, as well as Bishul Akam, if they cook you cookies and cake. So it's also about Bishul Akam. So the Gemara, the Rishalmi, gives us a special kula we find by Pas more than Bishul. Because Pas, since people need bread to live, so therefore the Chazal were even more lenient. Lenient on Bishul Akam also, it's only a din d'rabbanan, but we're even more lenient by Pas. So we have a concept of a Pas Palter, if it's professionally baked by a professional, so therefore one is permitted, it's as long as the ingredients are kosher, you know everything's kosher, it's permitted to eat it. But by Bishul, there is no heter of Bishul Palter that you could cook something professionally. So it's a machokas aposkim. We assume even lechadchigo we could eat Pas Palter. Some are machmer, they only have Pas Yisrael. But we assume lechadchigo that we could eat, we eat all the Pas Palter. So the obvious question is, we have a heter of Pas Palter, but we don't have a heter of Bishul. So what's the definition? What's the difference between what we call Pas Palter versus a Pas Akam versus Bishul Akam? So Tosis writes, how does it get its shame Pas? It's not enough that it's baked. We know baking versus cooking. Baking is usually bread. Cooking is something else. So Tosis writes, it's not enough to be baked, but it needs to have a shame lechem. You have to be able to make hamotzi on it. If you can make hamotzi on it, so then it's considered pas. If not, and even on a bite, if you make a mizonos on it, so then it's not considered pas, and it'd be a issue of Bishul Akam. So, Entenmann's cakes, cookies, drakes, they all have a din of Bishul Akam because we make a mizonos on it. The second day in Tosis says, Einach Einami, I agree, for it to be Pas Akam, you need to have a Shem Lechem, but it does have a Shem Lechem. It's called Pas Haba Bekistin. That it's true if you have one or two, you'd make mizonos, but if you kovei astud, if you have enough of it, so then you would make hamotzi. So if you had a box of entomins, it'd be considered pas. So therefore, we have 2 days in Tosus on whether something which is pas haba bekisnin, is that considered pas regarding pas akum, or is that considered bishul? According to the first day, you need hamotzi all the time. If you make a mizono, so therefore it's not possible to be considered labeled as Bishul Akam. But according to the second day, as long as you can make hamotzi on a lot of it, you eat the box, so then it's called pas. So my nafkamina is according to Shita number one in Tosfos. So basically, drakes, entomins, they have a din of Bishul Akam, and then we have to find a heter to eat them. But according to day number two, since if you eat a box of entomins, we say it has a din of pas, you make hamotzi and you can bench. And therefore, we could use the heter of pas palter, and that's why the Ramah paskins, not about entomins, but the Ramah paskins, we pass like the second day, and says that as long as if you eat enough of it, you make hamotzi, that's considered a shem lechem, and therefore, that would be mutter. That's why for Entenmann, we have the heter of Pas Palter. That's why the mutter to eat. And the Magen Avraham says even a bigger chiddush, even if you only eat a little bit of pas abakisnin, but you eat all this other stuff, so it could be mitzaref, like mizonas rolls. Even if you assume mizonas rolls exist, but if you're kovei asud, eating everything else, that could be mitzaref. So either way, you have a machokes 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos says in order to be considered pasakim, it needs a shem lechem. 2 days in Tosfos, whether it has to be a shem lechem, I'm making hamotzi even on one bite. Or the second day, no, as long as you're going to make hamotzi, if you eat enough of it. We pass like the second day, and therefore, entomins, drakes, and all that would be the heter pas paltar, and therefore would be permitted to eat. What about donuts? What is the status of donuts in halacha? Does that fall under pasakam or bishulakam? Why? Because what do you do with donuts? So basically, it's a thick dough, a b'lila ava, and then you deep fry it. So if you deep fry it, so that's, you know, so that's also considered. That's, we consider it's around, it's underneath water, we consider it like cooking. So, Tosfos calls Rabbeinu Tam, who has a chiddush, that something which is a thick dough, and then afterwards you deep fry it or cook it, it doesn't make a difference. It retains its din lechem. Once it's a b'lila ava, that's it. So Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam write that if you have a box of donuts, you will, as a din of lechem, and therefore as the heter of pas paltar. So donuts also have a din of pas, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Or I should say Tosfos from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yona, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona and Rabbeinu Tam, say no. It's chayiv and chala, b'lila ava, if it's a thick dough, it's chayiv and chala because it's a din of an isa. But it doesn't have a shem lechem, and therefore, it's mizonos. Even on a, you can eat as many donuts as you want. It doesn't have the status of lechem, and therefore you never make hamotzi on it. So, we have a machokes Rabbeinu Tam, and Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona within Tosfos. Well, we have two opinions within Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam says donuts have a status of hamotzi. And therefore, you have the heter pas paltar. But according to the Rush, it's a din of mizonos. How do we paskin? So the Rush writes, the Rush Rabbeinu Shimshon writes, we have to see regarding what's the din regarding taking off challah. So the Rush writes, b'lila ava, and you deep fried is nachayiv and chala, and it's not called lechem. You never make hamotzi. So the Rush argues on Rabbeinu Tam, if you have a thick dough and then you deep fry it, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, it still retains its din of lechem, and therefore has the heter or pas paltar, and machok is what bracha hamotzi or mizonos. But the Rush says, no, it's not chayiv and chala. If it's not chayiv and chala, you certainly make a mizonos. So how do we paskin? We paskin like the Rush. So therefore, it's not a din. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, your donuts have the heter or pas paltar. But according to the Rush, it's nachayiv and chala, and you make mizonos even on a box. So therefore, what's the heter to eat Dunkin' Donut? If it's labeled bishulakam, according to the Rush. So perhaps we have another heter. By Bishulakim, there are many heterim, but one is Eina Ola al Shulchan Malachim, something which isn't fit to be served at the royal banquet. And Tachaz and Isha has a chiddush, they say over that when Rabbi Schwab, his brother, lived in Bnei Brak, so he went to visit him. He used to go to Tachaz and Isha for some shaylos. He used to talk. He was very happy-go-lucky, he was joking around. All of a sudden, he's going to ask you some shilas. He got very serious. So one of the shilas was, are sardines bisho akomanat? So the Chazanish said, the Queen of England eats sardines for breakfast. So Rav Schwab said to him, well, you don't want to say Rav Chaim Ozer is holy, but there are other Gedolim who say, no, actually he said no, he said, he just said sardines usher. So he said, what about, but other poskim say it's not, so he says, no, it's because the Queen of England has it for breakfast, which is a bechidish. That's not what Ola Shulchan Malacha means. Pashas, it means that you would serve it at a royal banquet, not if the queen eats it. So either way, we assume not like the Chazon Ish, that so donuts aren't something eaten on the run, and not something normally had at a royal banquet, and therefore it has the heter of Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim, so therefore it's not a problem of Bisho Akam. So, so my nafkavina, if we're eating the donuts according to Rabbeinu Tam because of the heter pas palter, or according to the Rush, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a chumra that during a seres shemayt, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the heter is pas palter donuts. According to the Rush, it's bisho akam. Eino ola shulchan malachim. So my nafkamina, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a chumra during a seres shemayt tshuva that some makbet have pas Yisrael and not pas palter. So according to, if you follow the chumra of the Shulchan Aruch and you work with Rabbeinu Tam, so you can't have entomins, drakes, all that stuff during Aseret Shemei Tshuva. And also the writing Rama brings down the minhag of having pas Yisrael on Shabbos as well. That's the minhag to bake. So if you go like Rabbeinu Tam, so then you can't eat these during Aseret Shemei Tshuva. But if you go with the Rush, the way we paskin, so it's Bishawakim, and the heter is Eino Shulchan Malachim, so therefore you could even eat them during Aseret Shemei Tshuva. So it comes out to bigger kua to have it based on Bishawakim than versed on Pasakim. So to summarize, that's the machlokas we had. We had pas palter, the heter, we don't have it by bisho. So how do you define bisho versus pas? So one day in Tosis you have to make hamotzi even on a bite. Second day, even if you eat a lot of it, we pass like the second day. And then Raga Ram says even if you combine it with other things, so we define the cake as pas. So therefore it's the heter of pas palter. And what about donuts? So, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, we said that it's still chayev and chala, b'lila, ava, and therefore, you also make kamotzi if you had enough of it, and therefore it's the same heter. It's 2 days in Rabbeinu Tam, whether you make kamotzi, that's how Tosfos writes in Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, you only make a mizonos even on a box, so that's a, within Rabbeinu Tam, there's a shaila on what bracha do you, would you, within Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's chayiv and chala, it's a shaila on what bracha. But we passing like the Rush, Rabbeinu Shimshon, that's not chayiv and chala, therefore it's only mizonos. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have the heter pas palter, but according to the Rush, it's bishuralkam, therefore even on Seder Shemei Tshuva, as well as on Shabbos, when it's the heter of eating these donuts.